Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, this is the remix. LMA, Quavocito, Chun-Li. Hey yo, let me tell you why you so special. Hood nigga bang the 45 special. Fucking with them but we never tell a press out. Sick game when Alakazam pressed out. Still a playboy bunny on heft out. So we gotta get a dollar like Creflo. He said that he want respect, I said that's dope. But that goes both ways like Dejlo. Left them other bitches with the stupid face. He said he tryna steal my heart, he got the booster face. I give him time that them other niggas used to waste. He got that, he got that
super bass. Feeling so deep in my feelings. No, this ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Be-dee-da-do, it just won't stop, it go bottle, boot up. Be-dee-da-do, boot up, and my heart go bottle, boot up. Be-dee-da-do, it just won't stop, it go.
Let you in my life, get a sneak peek. Listen to my heart go beep beep. When we boot up, she keep me out the streets. Hit it back to back, make me call a repeat. She locking up like it's robotic, yeah. On your body, your body, your body, yeah. I let you get the racks out my wallet, yeah. But she so fast, she say I got it, yeah. Ooh. And we always catching a vibe, ain't nobody like you.
Boot up in my heart.
come and get me?
I'm outside.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Mr. Dark Knight, Mr. DSP. Man, that guy, that dude, the chocolate boy wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Flattery will get you everywhere. What's up, Van?
Oh, man. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
Come on, man. I feel like it's almost Friday, but you know what? You know the weekend's going to be dope because the Get Down is happening. You know it's going to be a good weekend. They got you. They got you. I come in occasionally. They got you. It's the Get Down. It's a weekend filled with nothing but what we do. So I get to hang out with you. It's a good look. I'm having fun already. How you doing, Van?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. You know, it's Friday Eve, like you alluded to. You know, football's back. Fantasy football in full swing. I'm liking what's happening right now. But, you know, I'm all about this poetry tonight, bitch. I'm about this poetry tonight.
I ain't paying attention to that football, bro. I got to get down in my scope. We can talk football later. I got to get down in my scope. That's what Sunday and Monday is for. Thursday night, it's all about the Get Down, baby.
Yeah, unless my boys is playing, we had to call out.
Even if your boys is playing, it's all about the Get Down, baby.
I'm a diehard
Giants fan.
Gracefully. Oh, no wonder you ain't in football.
I have spilled blood. Hey, but my team has won in the 21st century.
We got five.
We got four.
Remember, five is coming. It's gonna be a while for y'all get to
okay.
that point, though. But it's all right. It's all right.
It'll be a while it's before y'all catch number six. However, they ain't got nothing to do with poetry.
I doubt that, bro. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuned in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead and press 1. Get in the queue. We got something we're talking about tonight, but tonight's show, before we get there, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? And let's give a huge shout out. Go ahead, bro. Tell them about the Raw Links, man. Listen, man.
If you don't know, you got to find somebody that do know and ask them how can you get to know. Because this is something that you need to know. You know?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to post stuff about Raw Links every week. You got holiday season coming up. You got birthdays coming up. Get you some of these Raw Links. Some of these gems that have healing properties. Get you some of this. I ain't talking no more. I got mine. Y'all got mine too. Or like they used to say in that old commercial, too. I'm sorry, my brother. You got to get your own.
You got to get your own. Now, let's give a huge shout out not only to the CEO of Raw Links, but he happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio as well. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Man.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, my brother. Man, let everybody know what we're talking
tonight.
About. What's going on tonight?
Tonight. Listen, this question is specifically for all of you poets. But then again, for the listening audience too. But for the poets, has there ever been a song that has inspired your poetry? Let me say it again. Has a song ever inspired your poetry? Now, you know, Van, because you and I talk a lot. Shit, we talk weekly besides to get down. There's times that you'll be going through something with your girl and you feeling all sad because y'all had a fight and y'all broke up, and all of a sudden you get to hear, "We've been meeting here so long." And you're like, wait. Why are you playing "Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye"? It's like the radio station knows everything about you, and you hearing, you know, "You Can Believe That I'm Sorry" by Solo. You can hear stuff like "Break Up to Make Up," and you're like, "Come on, man!" All these songs seem to fit your situation. Or on the flip side, this morning when I turn on the radio, one of the first songs I heard was an old school song that I heard when I was a little kid. And it was, "It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do." Then they played the Salt and Pepper version. It's with the house music and the go-go joint. Yeah. "It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do." You dig? So music is an inspiration right there, man. What was you going to say, man?
It is. What I was going to say, man, is I think this should be our theme song for the night. Just for a little bit. Hold on.
Talk to me.
Some of them don't even know what this is.
Man. Come on. You want to do that to them, man? You sure?
It's just got that coolness, bro. It's just got that cool.
You sure?
Instrument.
You sure you want to do that to them?
Ooh. I don't know about that.
Let them know.
What y'all know about
this
that?
This is a song. This is a song that inspired Nas to write "One Mic."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can see it.
All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. We gotta get some
clothes. No.
Because we don't want people to stop the doorway their pieces and write something else and be like, "Yo, you come back to me because that song inspired my piece and I just got to get this out." Nope. We're not gonna do it.
Then I tell you what.
What's up, bro?
Okay, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put that song in the event page,
my man.
And then I'm gonna play the song that came out of the inspiration of this Phil Collins joint.
Yes, sir.
How that sound?
Yes, sir. Do it.
How that sound?
Do it, Johnny. Do it, Johnny. Do it.
You can win, Johnny.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh man. So we ready to get this thing started, broski. We ready to kick this off, man. We ready.
Yes, sir. I am so ready. Considering the fact that you kicked it off last week, and you did a damn good job, I might add.
Appreciate that, bro.
Would it be all right if I kicked it off this week?
Man, you better.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Because this week I'm gonna use a couple of references, but I'm gonna tell y'all a story. So if it's okay, Van, let me. No, you ain't gotta move away, dog. This, you know what we do. We in this together. So you gonna feel where I'm going on this one. And this piece is called "All Because of a Song." So.
Go ahead and get down, bro.
Ready? Let's get it. I never understood the tears of a clown until those tears and faded lullabies came from my crying eyes. Never understood why a house was not a home until the sun had faded and the day was done, and there I stood all alone in one. Never understood how many times thing, I Miss You Hurts, until you put the song on replay every single day. I was in a good place many a day until that night became my solace. Then there I am having dinner with my thoughts in one candle, looking at myself in the mirror, not liking who I saw. Do you know if you're in an empty room, you can hear your heartbeat and listen to the teardrops hit freshly waxed floors as your tear ducts dry and see why you know why it sounds like when doves cry. And then I jump up in euphoria at thought of all my fun without no gun, because I might have 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Because all around the world's the same song. Screaming when I said I feel good in the park, heading with the brothers when I was always playing ball, thinking about the nights that I was singing along, saying, yes, yes, y'all. Screaming, where's the party at? While watching her shake her tail feather, screaming, we ain't going nowhere because I got this girl who got an ass like, whoa, who's got a girlfriend named Poison with a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true if you let me hit it in the morning. And then she got on top and screamed, you're going to make me lose my mind up in here. And then she's shaking it as nice and fast, and I told her that she was all that and more, as I could tell her that she left the right and switch, which means it's going to be doing it and doing it and doing it in the park, doing it after dark, Rock Creek Park. So don't get your hair done, because I'm going to get your head sprung. And while I got my diamonds in the back, with a sunroof top, digging the scene with the gangster lean. But even after all this fun, I never understood a kiss that I would miss that made me really cry until she knocked on my door and said, let's just kiss. And that same night she said goodbye. That's when I realized that I have to know you. But it's funny and it's strange. After she left, the only thing that came to my mind is that I really wish it would rain. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would still fall. And that's that piece.
Yo. First of all, this was an exceptional piece. I dug the story. I absolutely loved the inspiration of the musical references in the lines. Can I just go over just a few of those lines that got to me? J-Rap said, I was in a good place many a day until the night became my solace. Then there I am having dinner with my thoughts and one candle, looking myself in the mirror, not liking who I saw. Do you know if you are in an empty room, you can hear your heartbeat and listen to the teardrops hit freshly waxed floors as your tear ducts dry, and then see why you know what it sounds like when doves cry. Bro. That's the line right there for me. That is the line right there for me, my brother. This was a fire piece. Fire piece.
Nice. Thank you, bro. Thank you. And it's so funny because there's a lot of music out there that's very influential when it comes to how we feel as poets. And sometimes we use that stuff as a springboard to write something. Sometimes it's feel good music. Sometimes it's an old fashioned slow song. But as men, we'll use some of them dope songs to create poetry, to write something to a woman that we're infatuated with. And there's times that we'll just, you know, create poetry off of something else that we've heard. I can tell you for a fact that there were times I'm feeling really down and out because I just go through a lot of an emotional cat, but I can listen to some old school hip hop music and I'm back to being mellow. I'm in a good place because I got some old school hip hop hitting me, and it brings me back to a time when there wasn't a whole lot of drama and nonsense, and you can just go back to that, sit in your room by yourself, listen to whatever you're listening to, and like, this was dope. So
indeed,
thank you for that. Thank you for that. But listen. I could take a lot of accolades because you know how you and I do. But nah. I don't want no accolades. I need to hear what you wrote. So considering that I need to hear what you wrote, and I have a funny feeling it's going to be an extremely dope piece because I'm a fan and I talk that fan kind of stuff, I'm going to get out the way. So since I'm going to get out the way, I need you, please, please, go ahead and get on down, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. This piece is called Inspired by Song. For as long as I've been writing poetry, there are many things that inspire me, especially music. It could be a song title or just the lyrics. So much can be said about the emotionality of a song when life seems to go wrong. Like, what do you do when the life you've planned is shattered? Fred Hammond poured his heart and his spirit in this opening line of this song, and it mattered. It mattered because it spiked into my soul during two divorces. And my poetry, it's inspired self-reflection so I can make better choices. Or maybe when the songstress is her and she sings my song. And I get lost in the musical arrangements, and my pen is where it belongs, writing out the most heartfelt words of dedication, filled with all of love's gratification, hoping my next queen can stand the rain. Because I've been drenched in heart-wrenching pain, but the soothing sounds of Tamia as she tells me, baby, damn, you got lyrics. Make it like poetry. What happens when my pen gets freaky and I can hear a song like Appleberry Nana, see? Because kissing you is not enough for me. Just maybe my poetry is inspired by a hip-hop cut straight out of Compton with lyrics that hit you in the gut. With every song I hear, past or present, there's always an opportunity for my ink to represent the best inspired poetry inspired by song, with verses laced with rhymes and emotions so strong. Poem.
You're an extremely clever cat when it comes to this pen game.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
Very
you.
Clever indeed. And I laugh because hearing you do this piece, it does wonders. So much can be said about the emotionality of the song when life seems to go wrong. Like, what do you do when the life you planned is scattered? Fred Hammond poured out his spirits in this opening line of a song, and it mattered. It mattered because it spoke to my soul during two divorces, and my poetry inspired self-reflection so I can make better choices. Of maybe the songstress, that's where it gets me. Because at that line right there, I can take the rest of this poem into so many different directions because that describes so much. Hence what I was saying, poetry touches us in such a way, and we're inspired by a whole lot of people who wrote a whole lot of songs.
For sure.
So I personally, well, I know a lot of people dug this piece. I personally love this piece for that reason, and that's why I paused right there, because at that line, I can go in so many directions, good, bad, and indifferent.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
it. How certain
you.
Songs, oh, my God, because man. Like you said, certain songs got you through two divorces. Certain songs got me, helped get me out of my depression when my dad died. Certain songs helped get me out of my depression when my brother Fred died a few years ago.
Yes, sir.
Certain songs
bring
me back to when my ex left me and how sad I was when that happened and how depressed I was. And certain songs get you out of it. You know, and then certain songs I remember when you and I first met. and what was hot and what was playing. And I'm like, that's how me and my boy was talking. And it's just certain stuff that brings it all together for me. And I'm like, you know what? At that particular market in your piece, that's why I could stop it and take it in so many directions. Very well written. Very, very, very well written. Adult piece, but extremely well written. So, and that's what grabs my attention most. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Party.
I
love you, so I can go on and talk about you for hours.
Absolutely, man. We definitely could do this. We definitely could do this for hours. But, hey, man.
Hours and hours.
You caught that? we got some poets on the line, man, that we absolutely have to hear these song-inspired pieces or how songs inspire their ink. So let's get right to it, and let's go to Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and host of Poetic Therapy. And this Monday, y'all, she will be one-third host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
Danielle.
John.
Or the way for real says it, Miss Pearly.
I can't even do for real tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all got me nervous. But it's all good. Excellent pieces, gentlemen. Excellent
nervous
pieces.
For,
I'm
nervous for what?
Thank you so much. I don't know why she's nervous, Jay. I don't know why she's nervous.
Y'all always got me nervous because I set the damn bar so high, man. I'll be trying to play catch up.
That'd be big.
You heard what he spit, man. You heard what he spit.
Did you hear this shit Bill said?
I heard what both of y'all spit. Yes. Yes.
Ah, she got us. All right. Yeah, she got
y'all
us.
Y'all, I just finished my piece. Like, it's my fault. It's my fault. I got caught up in my project.
What did you do?
I just waited until I didn't even wait. I just didn't realize I hadn't written anything.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, shit, the show would have started. I gotta write something. Well,
in order to stay calm, this is why I smoke cigars. So I stay calm because you know Danielle, she comes in with the bomb poetry talking about, and then she comes with something that's super duper, you know. How do you say they super duper party pooper man with also super duper disco breaks and what it she comes in with something like that.
Yep.
And I be like, so I just wrote that. It ain't nothing. You know, I just wrote a little song because I wasn't ready for the show and I just wanted to write something. And then she comes with this shit. And it'd be
all day, yo. I took one quick break to well, I'm going to leave that alone because I ain't even trying to get nothing started.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord. This is a family show.
Right.
It ain't
right.
Like
that part.
No.
That part.
It ain't like that. It ain't even like that. Not tonight, anyway.
It's a family show.
Oh, my God.
Good gravy. It's a family show. People are watching.
Lord. It was a beverage. It was a beverage. Okay? It was a beverage.
Oh, you had something to drink. Oh.
Yes. It was a beverage. Yes. Non-alcoholic. It was a beverage. It was carbonated. Okay?
Malt liquor's carbonated, but go ahead. Wow! I'm just saying.
Oh, God. It was a beverage, that's it, okay? And I went right back into my crocheting, and it just got good to me. And I just, if my alarm on my phone hadn't gone off, I probably would have been late calling in and been all messed up in the head. Like, I ain't even going to raise my hand. I'm just listening.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
In the words of Dougie Fresh, little Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie. Yeah, that's that
Lottie. Lottie. Yo, peep this.
Yo, y'all are crazy. I love you guys. Okay, can you stop torturing me now?
Well, La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
We are interested to know, has a song ever inspired your poetry? And go ahead and get down.
Thank you. Well, the answer to your question is Irons in the Fire. It's so much about that song that I relate to. But I don't have a title for my piece. I do have a piece, though. Whew. All right. So I'll be patient with you. We all do what we do for a cause when we push ourselves. But music soothes that savage beast, hunting, seeking, longing inside, creating a space within us to reflect. It moves you and moves you and gives you the gift of a poetic vibe coursing through your veins from the sound of your soul. Love and life is being made when ears are hit with those good vibrations stimulating nerves running all through your body. The influence of just one song, one melody, one note of a simple tune can change your pace and have your heart succumb to what you interpret as the most beautiful thing in the world for a lifetime. You're in tune with it. Is it my turn? Totally understand. Watch you walk out of my life and not do a damn thing. These are the questions I would be left with in my heart. Should music cease to exist? Because music is a part of everything to me. And that's that piece. Oh, Lord.
If I could give
you
okay? Yo, that's my jam. What you mean?
That work? Jam.
Oh, man. Hey, Rob, go ahead, bro. You go first.
See, Van, once again, and it's not just me, but once again, this is your girl.
I hope you're alive when I wrote this. I mean, you guys hit the bar so high. I just want to write a little poetry.
And then she comes up with this shit. What in the name of things big and small and heavy? What the hell, man? This piece, enough for nothing. When you were spitting this piece, I'm hearing Brad and Marsalis. As soon as you started, all I'm hearing is and you just flowing through your piece, and I'm just like in a different place. I'm like, here you go, spit that shit, girl. Let's talk about
it. I just wrote this. It ain't really nothing because you and Van are so good at poetry. What the hell, man? What the hell?
Jordan, get your soul out of the freezer, please. Thank you, Jay.
What? Tell me, where did I lie? I'm just saying, where did I lie? Tell me, where did I lie? You know what? Don't even tell me where I lied. I'm gonna ask Van what did he think. I'm gonna ask Van what he think.
Oh God.
Hey man, this right here was I love this piece, man. It was dope, you know. I love the inspiration behind the piece. I love the song you threw in there. Oh man, that's like one of my favorite cuts, but I've only heard the version by PM Don. So I have to go back and find the original version now because I'm sure I would like that too. But yeah, Dynamic Ink for sure. Dope, dope piece. Dope, dope piece.
Thank you, y'all. I appreciate it.
I'm one of those people who happen to think your pen is magical.
It's an awesome piece.
What?
So
what? What's the first part? I'm just saying.
Cause man, I was shaking doing that. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I really.
Perfect. Now, before
just because of that piece. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Jake. Finish your thought. No, finish your thought.
Now, I was going to say, just because of that piece, I got to play that Wynton Marsalis joint, so bear with me. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, let everybody know what you got going on, Epiphany Radio.
Okay. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve from mental stress and from open mic poetry and some healthy conversations. Now, Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And we have been playing sex games for every day of the week. This week coming, we are at Succulent Sunday. And I'll see the rest of it a little bit later on, but y'all come on by Wednesday night. Enter into the Erotic Love Zone. Y'all, gentlemen.
Didn't you miss a day? You missed a day, baby. You missed a day.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. I'm so nervous that I forgot to tell y'all I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe on Monday night. And I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet Douglas, and Poetic. Y'all going to love that because we got a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. Y'all going to love it. Y'all come on by Monday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen. Did I miss anything else?
No, you did a good job. Good job. But get over there and get down dance floor and set the tone for the evening because we're going to send a lot of people over there so that they can go ahead and get on down.
Most definitely. I am absolutely ready. Please send me over there. I need a drink.
All right.
Like Spanky used to say, and how.
And hot.
All right. One love, one mic, and remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
All right, y'all. Catch her Wednesdays every other Saturday and this coming Monday. Oh, man. We're going to go right from La Perla Negra to Mr. Raw Lynx himself, Mr. Epiphany, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. What's good with you, bro?
Baby, baby. What it do, what it do, Shana Nabosa. What it do, Van Meadows. What it do, AJ Arise, Sean. What it do.
Hey, Cap Daddy Shabba Lama Ding Dong. What it do, baby.
Shana Nabosa.
What it do.
What it do.
It's good to hear from you, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Mhm. Y'all tripping up in there tonight, man. Y'all getting down.
Oh, thank
hey,
you, bro.
Hey, welcome to the get down, baby. This is what we do when we do what we do.
Y'all do it every time. Y'all do it every single time, bro.
That's right. So
hey, listen, when Van writes
down,
my poetry,
get down.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Oh
can
man, you hear this?
Can
you hear
we get down?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. It's getting pretty thick in here tonight, man.
I just wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Poetic.
Go ahead, bro.
What are you going to do on Thursday night when the Niners are on the clock?
Let me make this announcement right now.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen. On a Thursday night, when the 49ers happen to be playing, I will not be here. There will be no get down.
He's going
to
be sick.
You can be mad at me later. You can be mad at me later. It's okay. I get to watch football one night of the week. Well, two nights of the week, Monday and Thursday. Usually I don't watch it on Thursdays. You know, I just have it on in the background. But if my Niners are playing, all y'all poetry probably be great because I'm not paying attention. So that, therefore, to keep from perjuring myself, I'll just remove myself from the equation and let y'all have the night to go watch my team play. So, yeah.
I mean.
That is what happens. That is what happens on Thursday nights when the Niners are playing. Bang, bang, Niner gang. There you go.
Yeah. Y'all play Thursday, too.
Wow. See, am I allowed to say privileges when the Giants are playing?
The Giants get to play on Thursday night? Do they get to play on Thursday night?
Do they even play? Do they even get to play on Sundays? Do they even play on Sundays?
Hey, man, this
I'm
going to
do my therapist said.
The trash talk is thick.
My therapist said, let them talk. Let them talk. At least your team has two Super Bowls in 2000. Let them talk.
It's all good.
Finish. You're for real. I'm going to have some tea.
Hey, man, can you usher the CEO to the mic, my brother?
He's an Eagle fan, so I'm going to let you 49ers fans talk that brother in.
I appreciate that.
No.
Hey,
that's
you know what?
That just means
that you get the next two callers. Cool. All right. So, for
real talk. I'm with that, though.
Broski, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We want to know tonight, has a song ever inspired your poetry? And if so, go ahead and get down, bro.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Thank you, Mr. Meadows. For faded pictures in a broken glass. In a broken glass. Fading pictures. I keep our love in a photographed album. Where the memories play like heartfelt visuals, keepsakes forevermores, in a sacred place stored, a closed book forever open to the whole of my soul's core, where the deepest parts of me forever wants to be eternally sown and enchantedly weaved with she, her and me. Picture that. A picture that I could read your mind. Our love in a photographed album where forever these memories weep for me, these melancholy sobs, strums, and silken strings of how we harmonize together, her and me. Breathlessly our wantings, our longings, sharing often of how we dreamt of things being, how we dreamt of things to be. Before the arguing, that thirst was never quenched. So much have I not mentioned. The kissing and hugging that played with Father Time felt like eternity. We kissed forever, hearts pressed together. How the soft lips of life's entanglements left us spent, worn out from those loving moments. She was my energy, my bunny, my heart. I can still feel hers beating. So how could this be that what we once had is now what used to be? Fading is her voice's heart in the distance singing. Ooh, la, la, la. In this photographed album full of all these abandoned memories. Ooh, la, 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 la.
snowflakes that I keep safe, not on the wall in some frame feeding. Her photograph I want to last. It's hard to let go of the past, see. I see her face in the clouds. She sits with the Most High now. The angels sing now. Hearts weep now. Mine keeps asking why, how. She's not even dead. She's still living. But to me she be. I've placed her in heaven. It makes it better to suffer this hell that I've been living. No goodbyes or good riddance, just suddenly missing. Falling out of love as easy as it was to fall in it. Picture that. Memories in a frame, Kodaks. Take a pic of that. Everything that love said it would be, everything love said it would be. Love said that it would be that breath breathed that brought peace, love said. Love said that it would complete me. Love said that I would know it by the songs that it would sing to me. Faded pictures in a broken glass, in a broken glass. Love said that it would be proof in a table set for two. See, she wore my lyrics like a sweater, warmed and feathered. She left me cold, now alone, hard and peered. One chair where I sit and stare. You were once there. It was just a dream. Love lied to me, came to me, then abandoned me. Love cheated on me. Love cheated on me, cheated under me, right up under me. She cheated, was cheating the whole time. Why couldn't I see this shit? Love. Love said that I wouldn't need sight to see, said that I would know it by its heartbeat. But within all that was said, no one said that it was her. That it love would leave, would then leave me. Picture that, like leaves that fall in the fall off trees, leaving behind what used to be. Branches splinter like misunderstandings. Love said it, love said it, love said that it, love said that it would be there for me. But you never said that it would be temporary. Then you left like a thief, ran away with a heart full of stolen intimacies. Love, you were everything. Your touch, your scent. Now I stare at a place where you've been. Vivid, vivid memories escape me. Seasonal, just wasn't meant to be. Woke up, shook up, every eye tearing up. It was just a dream. A heart that once lived plentiful. Now there's nothing but poverty. It was all just a dream. Everything that love said it would be. Then I woke up to nothing but faded memories. Back to sleep, back to sleep, back to sleep. I want to go back to sleep where love awaits me. Where love awaits me. Our love in a photographed album. Picture that. Someone who loves you endlessly, babe. A man like me. I just gotta hold on to someone like you. See, Mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said there'll be days like this. You gotta believe in someone. You gotta believe in someone. Hey, someone who loves you endlessly. A man like me. I just gotta hold on to someone like you. Mama said there would be days like this. I should have listened to Mama. For real. Picture that.
Okay. So this is what we're doing. So this is what we're doing. So this what we're doing. We just gonna go there and just leave us like yeah, y'all come behind that now. That's what we're doing.
No argument for me. That shit is hot. That shit is hot.
I wasn't expecting the whole mama said to be days like this, because you just took me into a different mode with that one. Excuse me. Awesome.
Thank
piece.
You, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Awesome piece.
I have to agree, man. Congrats. That's a staple song of the 90s. Great song choice. Great inspiration to the piece. Great addition to the piece. Hey, man, you know, it ain't too much that can be said about it for real, the poet Douglas piece, man, other than it was great, man, you know. Very inspiring, brother. Very inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nah, man, thank you. Now, my brother, before we get you over to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
Not a damn thing. I'm just chilling.
This guy.
Mm.
So you didn't just make a whole event page, invite a whole lot of people to Monday night show? You didn't just do that?
Oh, damn. Oh, you're talking about that. Oh, I think you're talking about my personal life over here, just chilling, whatever. You know what I mean? You already go to work. Monday night, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. The return of the Soul Cafe. Let's chill where we chill with some hip-hop, R&B, and most definitely some neo-soul, y'all. And that's hosted by myself, La Perla Negras, and my boy, Poetic, who will be table jumping, I hope, that night. Because it's fun to see. And that is the Soul Cafe, where we're going to be picking up our pen and creating some masterpieces. All righty then. Hey, y'all be ready. I challenge each and every one of y'all to come up in there. We're going to be throwing some phrases around, and we ask that you create some masterpieces within the time given. It's a great challenge, and I just hope to see y'all there. Don't be afraid. All you masterful writers and poets, come join us Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet. To you, Van and J-Rob.
Thank you, For Real the Poet. Hey, man, we know you got to go to the plantation, but get on over there on that dance floor. Just, you know, just dance a little bit, you know, let them see the huckabuck. And hang out with us as long as you can, my brother.
I shall. I'll be listening in. Y'all continue to have a great program. Much love to you, brothers.
Thank you, brother. Much love to you, too. One love,
thank
one
you,
mic.
Bro.
Shana na bosa. Baby.
Some of them ding dong.
Baby, take your sack.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, that is our CEO, one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, coming in here doing his thing. Whew, man.
You know,
next up.
You know what, Van?
What's up?
Because of him, I got to play Summer Lama Ding Dong. I got to do it. I got to do it. Because of him. I mean, he says she wore my lyrics like a sweater. Bruh, I got to play Summer Lama Ding Dong. That's my dude.
My man. But we're going to keep this party going, man.
Bro.
Bro, we got Mr. Musicality himself. C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's good with the both of you? I mean, you got a good show going on. And all I keep thinking about is, this song's dedicated to my homies.
Yeah, come on.
That gangsta beat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's where we go with?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I could have went with. And what we have is much more than they can see. I ain't messing with you.
I ain't messing with you.
Y'all know this topic. They come with me.
We knew
exactly what this was. So, and since we on this wave, brother, dig this. I'm going to just cut to the chase and ask the question, and I want you to go ahead and get on down. Has a song ever inspired your poetry?
Go ahead and get on down.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Yeah, it has. This piece is called I Gotta Keep On. I'm making an intentional progression up in my levels of intelligence, so check the evidence. As I'll be right back after these messages. I bring you these metaphors because I met the force of Almighty God. He spoke to me in a soft voice, but it's powerful, telling me, don't do anything that's erotic because that's not you. You're not here to get likes or please an audience. You minister to the law so they can be found awesome and prosperous, which reminds me of memory shared. Tell me if you still care. I'm not having an affair. I'm not getting into your underwear. Or should I say panties to please? Excuse me, my voice is a PA system with messages to MCs. What is an MC? Master of confusion? Using gimmicks and black magic? Now, what the hell you doing? I'm down by law. I've always been legit. I'm a puzzling character, and your pieces just don't fit. Welcome to my museum. This is a portrait of a lyricist that's somewhat of a mystery. To quote Geno Jennings in this present piece, are you listening? I bring the similes to infuse with the symphony, to infiltrate your mind frame down to your kidneys and kidnap your beliefs. I keep on stepping in my timbos, disintegrating symbols with my paper and my pencil, driving the point across continents with my leg, even across water, my friend, because I'm an artist. I speak tongues like Picasso, Van Gogh, past the meadows, to the coffee shop and buy some cappuccino and amaretto. Don't be Robinsons, as I used to John for a few seconds. Wash my hands singing Frere Jacques, going deeper than Cousteau in this cool flow. I got to keep on knocking, but my Richard isn't little. I remember someone labeled me straight, labeling straight men homophobic. So, if RuPaul and Dennis Rodman came out the closets in the projects while I'm talking to this hot chick, I'm supposed to halt my progress and acknowledge them from the cockpit? Are you a doctor? Is this your diagnosis? Are you Dick Van Dyke trying to murder my flow again? Don't be obnoxious. My preference is for women. I'm not homophobic. Let's make this clear. I'm pro-pussy. I went off topic. Off the root like an NFL rookie. I'm C-34 music, and the C is for cookie. Keep on in peace.
Yo. I am pro-pussy. That's
yo.
My line. I
yo,
am pro-pussy.
That's mine, too.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is mine,
yes,
too.
Sir. Yes,
without
sir.
Question. Without question. Yes, sir. Wow.
Just for the record, just
yeah.
for the record, yeah, I am pro-pussy. Back to you, Ben.
Hey, man, like my brother said, I am too, and this piece was fire, bro. And I love what you did with it, you know, all of your references. Man, this right, man, you're going to piss some people off with this.
He even
course.
Brought us up in conversation, Ben.
Yeah, yeah. That man.
So
what?
You know the song I got in my mind right now, right?
Go on.
We like ugly women.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh man,
Bobby Jimmy.
I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with you. Nope.
You know I got the Rolodex in here. Please.
I know what you got going. I ain't messing with you, sir. I am not messing with you, sir. No.
Right.
No, sir.
Right.
But the piece was dope.
But wait a minute
sir,
now.
I
did give you your reference.
I've done the whole joint, especially that whole Robinson piece. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd be paying attention.
I'm glad you could be a part of this piece.
I'm so humble. I'm so humble.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise.
Can y'all please tell Melvin Riley to stop sounding like a female in that song tonight?
Nope. That's what makes the song dope.
No, that boy sounds like he's taking it. Sorry.
Tonight. No. Yeah.
Nope.
Y'all are horrible. Horrible. Y'all are horrible.
Hey,
I'm talking to Jesus for y'all. Y'all are horrible.
Listen, when I first heard that, I was like, why is he sounding like that, bro? Just say that. Why you got to sound like that?
You see me.
Oh, man.
I'm not messing with y'all. I'm not messing with y'all. God has me in a good place. I ain't messing with y'all. Mm-mm.
My good brother, C Devil, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother.
Oh, wrong.
Enjoy the rest of the show. One love.
One love.
Wrong.
Yes, one love, one mic,
baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother C Double 34 music, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, tune into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, the Chocolate Boy Wonder himself, J. Rob, the wise son.
Hello!
The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And when you get here, go ahead and press that 1. If you're already here and you want to get in on tonight's shenanigans. You want to get in and talk about what we're talking about. Has a song ever inspired your poetry? Go ahead and press 1. J-Rob, how you feeling so far, man? First hours in the book, man. How you feeling?
I'm like James Brown.
I feel good. You know that I was not so good.
Mom.
That feels good. That feels good.
Oh, sorry.
So good.
I got
all
you.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, Betty, yeah, how do you work? We said it.
That's what I was just thinking, bro. That's literally what went through my head. Oh, man. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome, Amelia.
Welcome to you as well, because we're all in this together.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, all right.
It is my
pleasure to be
here, King.
Glad to
welcome to the Get Down.
I so appreciate that.
Well, Poetical Angel Queen, I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to cut to the chase because you know tonight is inspiration poetry. So I want you to answer the question as you get into your piece. Has there ever been a song that has inspired your poetry? Please, get on down.
Okay. Not specifically, but I did, however, write a new piece for this show. And so here it goes. It's called Music and Poetry. Has your poetry been inspired by a favorite song? Here is my answer. I have not one poem that was directly inspired by one song. Although music has played an important role in my life, many artists and their music has, in fact, seen me through life. Sam Cooke's song, A Change is Going to Come, has empowered me to keep pushing because somehow, some way, I'll get through any problem or circumstance. Marvin Gaye has helped me to write about the injustices in our world, as has been Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit. Many gospel artists have inspired me to draw closer to God. They kept me focused on Jesus and his many promises. Seven songs in particular are Donnie McClurkin, Stand, Sounds of Blackness, Hold On, Isaac Carey, In the Middle, Charles Jenkins, War, The Williams Brothers, Still Here, Yolanda Adams, Be Blessed, and finally, the song that has become my theme, Corrine Hawthorne, Won't He Do It. Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror truly inspired me to continue to keep pushing forward to improve myself. Earth, Wind, and Fire's You Are a Shining Star, in particular, I have been a fan of theirs since childhood. Barry White and Smokey Robinson romance me through their various songs. James Fortune's Future Me expresses my questions regarding if and when I might have a relationship with a future king. Tupac's Keep Your Head Up has given me strength, and 50 Cent's 21 Questions has been my question. New Edition's Can You Stand the Rain happens to be an additional question to a future king. I wait to sing Etta James' song, At Last, to my future king. In addition to many R&B artists throughout the 60s and 70s, a person I once knew inspired me through their voice and music. I am and always have been in love with music as a whole. Finally, poetry has been my lover throughout my entire life and always will be. Simply, I am poetry, and I shall always be forever and always. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
This was really interesting. You have a whole spectrum of different songs and songwriters and groups that have inspired your poetry for different things that went on in your life. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I can't argue with that because we all have that to a large degree because of our different influences musically. So I like how you put that together. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Hey, I have to agree. That was a pretty exclusive list of artists that you went through. This was a good piece. You know, you mixed in gospel with raps and R&B, and I thought it was interesting in the position and what they played to your piece. Yeah, I dug this. This is really good. Thank you for sharing.
I really appreciate that, King. It means a lot to me. And I just got to say that you all have been consistently giving us incredible prompts to write to with our poetry. And I just want to thank both of you for doing that and also giving all of us a platform to express ourselves. So one love, one mic, continued successes.
Absolutely. One love, one
mic.
Thank
you for that.
Thank you so much for that. Absolutely. Now get on over to that Get Down dance floor and have yourself a good time. The DJ is trying to put in, he says he's going to run through a mix of some of those things that you put in there. So stick around.
Okay.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless both of you.
God bless you. Wow. Man. Let's see where this mic is shaping up.
So there. I got a blessing.
Yeah.
So there.
Hey.
So there.
I love it. I love it.
So there. So there.
You know, as fate would have it, the little stunt that you pulled would let me introduce For Real. And you got the next two people set up this perfect moment for me to be able to talk to Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons.
No, that ain't. You knew this was going to happen.
You have to lie in it. You made it. You got to lie in it. How are you? How are you, honey? You doing all right?
I am doing better.
You got to answer him. J-Rob. Yes, sir.
Please let her talk. I'd like to hear her speak. Thank you.
I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
J-Rob, say hello to Mother of Dragons.
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Good. You did perfect. You kept it short, light, and sweet. I love that. Mother Dragon, welcome to the Get Down. Tonight, and we're very interested to hear your piece as well. We want to know, has a song ever inspired your poetry? And if so, go ahead and get on down.
Of course, several songs, but one in particular I wrote too, but we wrote it for tonight for both of you. And it's You Can Do Damage. So by her. And I'm gonna start. You can do damage to my lips with a passionate kiss. While the tears fall, the healing's done. Yeah. I'm so done with the toxic gaslighting. And then I take a pause for a second. And the triggers that used to bring these projections. You can do damage in a poem. You can show me your passion in sonnets. As I remove the scarab, you can become a king that you need to be. You can do damage to what I deserve, which is a teacher, a philosopher, a baba, the heart and the soul, which is to love her. And as the sunlight falls around his face and I see his smile, he brings laughter to my soul and makes me smile. Celibacy came by foresight, and the word that was never spoken, I've seen the prototypes in my dreams, the words that the Creator has broken the mold for me. You can do damage. You can do damage, and an amazing damage, but then a positive damage to me. That's that piece.
Ooh-wee. Hold on. Because I happen to like this piece, and I got something for you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one forgets it. So more than that's that song that inspired that piece. Why, son? I'll let
yes.
you go first.
Why I gotta go first? I was told I had to be quiet.
go ahead, sir.
You don't have
please
to be
mother
quiet.
Dragon.
You don't.
Mother,
you don't have to be
mother
quiet.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Hey. This piece was beautiful, and I hate to admit it, that's the perfect song to go with your piece. And as much as I hate to admit it, it's actually it matches your piece. It really does.
Yeah.
So it's a really beautiful piece on both sides. I don't like agreeing with Van, but it's a really dope piece, and the music that he does is perfect. I like how you wrote this and put this together. This is really cool.
Hey, J-Rob. Hey, J-Rob.
I'm going to get out of my feelings. I'm going to get out of my feelings and let Van talk.
Hey, J-Rob.
He set me up.
J-Rob. That's the song. That's the song that inspired her piece, bro. That's why it's so perfect. That's the one.
Well, you know, she's a Cancer. I'm a Cancer, and we get in our feels sometimes. And you know,
sweet
what a
baby.
Perfect way.
He's not a Cancer. There's an Aries.
She's not talking about me, bro.
No,
she's talking about the artist, her,
the artist. Yeah, the artist.
Oh,
Cancer.
Listen.
And
I'm gonna need you to stop watching the football game and pay attention, Jay. Stop watching the game.
There's nothing on my TV. I was in my feelings. I thought she was talking about you again. There's some light skin stuff going on. I was in my chocolatey feelings. Sorry, mother, my bad. Mother, it's my bad. You know when you come on the mic, I be in my feelings and stuff because, you know, we got that. You know what I'm saying? We got that. That Cancer Libra thing, you know what I'm saying? Then the set
right.
in the van and, you know, then, you know, my feelings got involved. You know, baby, talking about my mother. And I was like, you know, let me just say for the record, this ain't even about my mother. This is about Mother of Dragons and her poetry. I'm just saying, for the record, I'm good now. My bad.
Jumping across the table much? Hey, Mother Dragon, I really think that was a really, really, a really, really exquisite piece. I loved how you delivered it because you actually slowed down your cadence for it to make sure that we really, really heard it. And it was powerful every time you said that you could do damage. My life partner says you can do damage to my lips, but that's a whole nother show.
Wow. Really?
We're gonna get you over to the Get Down dance floor. And
okay.
You know, we're gonna be out there shortly.
Yes, please.
So,
it's been a while.
Maybe five minutes.
Yeah, Jay, just relax. It's okay. She's gonna be there. You set yourself up. Not me. You set yourself. You did, and I quote.
No.
Well,
since you're an Eagles fan. You looked at the call-in, and you said, you're going to get the next two call-ins. I was like, all right. And he said, because you don't know who's coming on third.
It was only fair. At the first two call-ins, it was only fair.
He saw the call tree. It's all good.
It's only fair.
It's all good.
But Mother Dragons. thank you so much for joining us with your presence this evening. And get out there on that dance
floor.
You're
welcome.
And shake what your mama gave you, and we'll be out there in a little bit. One love, one
definitely.
Mic.
Definitely. One love, one mic.
Goodbye, mother.
Hold on, hold on. I didn't give her a chance to say goodbye to you. Hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead, Mother Atrakis.
So rude.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to you, too. So rude, man. God, so rude. I can't even get a good goodbye.
Man, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 803. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello.
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 Who do we have?
Juicy Fruit.
Oh, hey, Juicy Fruit.
What happened, Juicy?
Well, that is. Let me be professional. This is Nicole R. Brookins. How are you?
Well,
yeah, we
good evening, Nicole.
We throw professional out of the window. Hey, Juicy Fruit.
Yeah, that went out the window a couple poets ago.
Yeah, it was just done. Just done. How you doing, darling?
That was Bing. I was being a professional. Nicole, very good evening to you, and very good to hear your voice. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Get Down. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
It's so good to hear
thank
your
you.
Voice.
Van Meadow.
I feel so loved. Thanks.
You're definitely loved.
As you should, because we love you.
Absolutely.
Aw. Y'all trying to make me all red in the face.
I'm trying to tell you.
We speaks the truth, and our tongue speaks maturity.
And
wow,
really,
that's where we going? That's where we going?
And that rolled off your tongue very eloquently.
It did. Kudos to the rapper that wrote it in his line.
Wow.
Wise son, would you do the honors in ushering Juicy Fruit to the mic?
Okay. Hey, Juicy.
Hey.
Listen, you know we're like politically incorrect, but we're very polite with it. Tonight is the Get In. And me and Van got a question that we want to, well, no, because Van was mean to me earlier. So I'm going to ask you a question. Has there ever been any song that has inspired your poetry? If
definitely.
So, please get on down.
All right. Well, I've definitely had songs to inspire my poetry, but this one I'm going to do is not like the others you might have heard, because, you know, I know one that I definitely one of Van's favorites, but I'm gonna take another route today. This is called "Bring Back the
Why,
Music."
Wait! Why are you gonna do that?
Huh?
Why are you gonna do that?
Because you want me to do that on? I do that.
Okay. No. Do bring back the music. It's okay.
No.
It's okay. That just means you owe me one.
Unless
it's okay.
I could do two.
No, just go ahead and do the one that you were going to do.
Okay. All right. Bring back the music. I want to go back to when music would touch the root of your soul. That kind of music that spans over ages and never gets old. Give me a record that is like 10 minutes long. That cut that's so good you want to hear the very last second of the song. I want to hear that music that makes me stop when the first beat drops. That kind of music that makes my fingers snap and makes me want to do the wop. That song that you would write down every word in your notebook or send it in a letter to your boo or just quote the hook. Give me those songs that had a minute or so of instrumental before one note was sung. And when the singer held that note, you know they had some strong lungs. Oh, play me that song that just won't let me stay in my seat. And if you play Frankie Beverly, that would make my night complete. Take me back to those parties, parties where no one stood on the wall, where we all danced after the lights came on and everyone had a ball. Let me go to the parties back in time where there was always a B-boy or B-girl to bust out a funky rhyme, where you made sure all week that your outfit and your hair would be tight, but how you danced so hard, you were sweaty and looking busted by the end of the night. Give me that music. Yeah, give me that one song that will have me vibing all night long. In peace.
Mm. Baby. J-Rod, she said, give me that one song that will have me vibing all night long. Whew. I love this piece. I love this piece.
Well, thank you.
This is, man. Oh, I love this. Why, son?
Come back over to the light where dark-skinned people be playing, baby. Because that piece up there, that's that blue light. That's that blue light song that you play downstairs in the basement. And it's getting all hot and sweaty. And everybody's dancing and... All you're playing is the blue line. But you playing it in such a way that you like, you know you had a good time when you left. And then everybody hit the Waffle House or they hit IHOP and it was like, yo, the party was dope and what have you. This is a really good piece. I'm digging this. Taking us back to when it was.
Yeah. Thank you.
You remember them blue lights? Come on now, don't be lying. You remember them blue light parties or red light parties?
I'm not that old. I'm young. It's like,
you ain't 22. She's like, I'm 22.
No, I don't even want to go back that far.
I am, because I was a hot mess at 22.
Nah, I don't want to relive those years either.
Nope, I'm fine right where I'm at. I'm in the right place.
All right. I'm going to call you right place from now on.
I think Juicy Fruit sounds a little bit better. Yeah.
Juicy Fruit has so many connotations to it. I'm going to mind my business. Oh, my
Juicy Fruit sounds great.
That's another song.
Wait. Juicy Fruit, your line name?
No, nuh-uh.
Okay, never mind.
She know why she got that name.
Let him know on the end. Let him know on the back end what that's about.
I'm going to let him know.
Wow. Ben got the secret? Wow.
I don't even know.
I see another advantage of being light-skinned. I don't even need to know.
Now he's playing the dark-skinned light-skinned card again?
He's playing it. Mr. DSP with all the privileges, he is playing it. Listen.
So let me just say, if you ever seen the lips, you know. Okay? There you go.
There it is.
I ain't fooling with y'all. It's been great. Y'all have a good night. Okay? And stay tuned. All right. I just got to review it. It's coming out.
I know.
I can't wait.
I'm looking
forward
to
it. We're going to have a show for authors, and you better bring that so that we can get you people to buy your book. Stop playing.
Absolutely.
I will be there.
All right.
So they could read that other poem that I was going to do, you know, so... They can see what it's all about.
Really? Really? Okay.
Yes.
Hopefully the book is called Chocolate Ice Cream Castles. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
There we go.
I'm just saying.
All right, smooth, dark, and handsome. All right.
See, I knew it. All right, get over there, get down, dance for it. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, Juicy Fruit. One love, one mic.
Bye.
Whew, man. All right.
I ain't do nothing.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I ain't do nothing.
Okay. It's okay. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the Get Down, y'all, we have our good brother, Brother O, is in the building. What's good with you, Brother O?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Brother
O. Brother O, what's going on?
I'm doing good, J-Rod. How you feeling, brother?
I ain't complaining about nothing no more, man. It's good to hear your voice, man, and welcome to the Get Down.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's good to hear you, brother. Glad to have you here, man. You made a promise to us a few weeks ago. You said you was going to be back, and you've been coming back ever since, man. And you're a man of your word, and I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Now, my brother, tonight we talking about, has a song ever inspired your poetry? So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Music is, is an integral part of my life. So a lot of songs inspire my poetry, but just to talk about music, this poem is going to explain why I still listen to music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Style this poem. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm a diehard fan and lover of music from the old school. Now, there may be a few of you who may refer to me as a weirdo for listening to the oldies but goodies. However, I've been exposed to various genres of music ever since I was little. I still enjoy listening to those timeless classics from the 1950s and 1960s, 1970s and 1980s and 1990s and early 2000s, even to this day. And that's one thing about me that won't ever change. The music from the old school appeals to me. Back then, you could either sing along with the songs or rap to those cutting-edge beats. The songs have powerful messages, and you can relate to them. Bad care music will make you and send your spirits on a natural high. And you can create your own dance craze depending on which decade you were born and raised in. Music from the old school has substance to it. It had originality to it. It had creativity to it. It gave all positive vibes and put you in a good mood, and it had the authenticity that some of today's music is sorely lacking. My dear brothers and sisters, you didn't hear brothers referring to each other as niggas. You didn't hear our queens being called bitches and hoes. You didn't hear sexy explicit lyrics until you heard Two Live Crew in the early 1990s. You didn't hear violence promoted until gangster rap became popular in the 1990s. I rarely play that type of music now. When I was growing up, brothers and sisters, I listened to jazz, pop, rock and roll, soul, gospel, instrumentals, blues, house, bebop, quartets, Motown, rhythm and blues, old school hip hop and rap, new jack swinging, white brothers who had soul. See, every decade had its own unique style of music. Every city created its own unique sound. Every singer had their own unique style of singing. And every rapper put his or her own spin on hip-hop. Music from the old school was live, and you could party all night long without any drama and have a good time without fighting. There's absolutely no shame in my game. I still play and listen to old school music in my ride on my having a CD player, I would rather listen to the oldies than some of this garbage being played in the radio any day. My radio station, a choice back in Chicago, is either tuned to V103 or Soul 106. Brother Old Swing says unique beat because the music I listen to has got to have some soul to it. I live and breathe old school music. Some of these young people ain't been taught about or know what real music is. Yeah, I got to educate them on the old school music, and the young people can show me how to turn up in return. Well, frankly, I don't give a damn you call me old-fashioned. Give me those strange looks while I'm singing those oldies but classics in my car. Get a stank attitude because I don't allow certain types of music to be played in my ride. You can't flow my style and vibes. As long as I live and have breath in my body, I'm still going to listen to music from the 1950s, the 1960s, 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, and early 2000s. That's at peace.
Give them that history lesson, bro. Give them that history lesson. Give them that history lesson. I'm digging that. I'm so digging that. Give them that history lesson, boy. Let them know where that music came from. Loved it.
Exactly.
Loved it. Loved it. Talk to him, Van.
Absolutely, brother. I second what my brother said. Good way to let us know exactly how the music has inspired your ink and provide a nice little history lesson with it. Phenomenal ink, bro, as always, man. We appreciate you, brother.
Exactly. Appreciate it.
All right, brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Absolutely, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, good brother, and hang out with the crew over there. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
One love, one mic, baby.
Tonight. Yeah, I knew I had to call in. Y'all talking about music. Yeah, that's I had to call in.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you for calling in, man.
Back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother O on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Next up on the mic, man, Epiphany Zone, we affectionately call him Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mojave. What's good with you, Javi?
What's going on, Brody? What's happening? Good colors, Javi, family, all one and one, one and all. What's going on?
What's happening with you, sir?
What's good, man? What's good?
I'm just, you know, I'm here to hang out with the fam. You know, good brothers. Brothers of the
nice.
The see what we could do. So, you know.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, listen. Listen. Well, I was going to say I could talk to you all night, which I really can't because we've done it before. But, Diggy, tonight, we want to know, has there ever been any music that has inspired your poetry? If so, my brother, please. My cousin, sorry, sir. Please,
really
get on down.
You know what's real funny? I'm really confused about what it is that I'm trying to do right now at this moment. What I thought I was going to do, I'm changing my mind as I was thinking of it, and so I think what I will do. I don't know. Can y'all help me with this real quick?
In what way can we help you?
I just
yes,
tell
sir.
Me what you like that. You know, just tell me if you like this. Right. You like that one? Or do you like this one? Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, the first one.
All
right.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I know what the first one is.
You know what the first one is. Hold on. My son is running in here real quick. Not knowing. Hello?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
All right. So that's the one that you guys like, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead and get on down, baby.
All right. Now I just lost it. That's terrible. I feel like I'm wasting all the time. This is crazy. Wait a second. This really sucks. I just had it right in my thing. All right, never mind. I'll use this version. Is that good? Is that too loud?
You good, King?
Your kisses have many names. Each one speaks several languages with one purpose to communicate. Tongue dexterous, wraps and rolls, pronunciation like a pro. And when he grabs you tight as you wake up in the morning, sleep clinging cloyingly to eyelashes, breath as if you swallowed the worst moment manifested into the most fragrant of bowel movements, and he asks you for a kiss and says, "You're perfect." Do not disbelieve him. Love has taken the greater parts of his senses, and he can only see your soul. And when he shows you his vulnerability, it will be like exposing his open neck in submission to a ravenous animal to say that my life is yours. You will stand on the edge of a cliff, eyes closed, no harness to secure the doubts of the inevitable fall. Equal parts scream and excitement. And as he kisses you, your lips will taste like Thanksgiving. It will be as if he set the table, noticing the bountiful, beautiful smells and sights, savory and sweet, equal parts giving. The welcome of your thanks, his affection will grow full like belly, and he will ache for you. And only your pink will soothe him. He will allow no harm to come to you. The mere threat of your existence, he will smite the world for you to breathe, for all your love to be his light, for all who come to harm what they have become, and together they will face him, conspiring, fighting, till the end. You see, because your kiss is a great adventure. The bike ride, the price is unknown. Being lost without a map with only sunlight to guide you, the new friend who grins shyly at you with a wink eye that brightens the day for you. Your kiss is like a full tank of gas, a pocket full of money and the weekend off. Lips so soft remind me of pillows where our head would lay with thee. You are the moment for the drop plunging, a deep kiss, a pregnant pause, the true passion, the second before sex. The smile when your BFFs ask if you haven't done it yet. The gaze when you actually know. And you feel through the love just for you. A kiss can change everything. Everything.
Piece.
That's it?
That's it? I was waiting for you to say poem or end piece or I'm finished. It's actually a dope joint.
You know what? The
but
last
the question
at home, a certain person of my bloodline repeated that and then made jokes for approximately a week straight. So, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I tried to advance. I'm messing with you on that because I don't like that. But I hear you. I hear you.
I said good day, sir.
Before I bring Van to the microphone, I will tell you a couple of things. One, I like this piece because it's extremely intimate. The music is cool, but I can hear you doing this to, like I was telling
Danielle earlier about something with a little jazz to it. I like where you went with it, but I could see you doing this to something with some something says John Coltrane, but that's not the right artist. But I like this piece. I can just hear it over some jazz, and it's just getting it's gonna bother me until it hits me, but it's there. But I really dig this piece. So all things being equal, I like it. And I will say before we bring Van into this, good day, sir. Van Meadow, what say you, sir?
I say good day to you, sir.
Hey, yeah, this was a beautiful piece, Mojave. I really enjoyed it. The music actually complemented it very well. Well, yeah, this was fire, man. This only Mojave can do. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the voice of peace. That should be a piece that you should write, the voice of peace. So go ahead and write that. I'll get that one to you.
Oh, you give me a name. All right, I got you.
Yeah, go ahead and write that. But no, man, seriously though, man, this is an amazing piece, man, and this is gaining steam, getting stronger and stronger. So I would encourage you to keep writing the way that you're writing, because you're touching someone and you're healing someone.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, before we send you off to the dance floor to do the huckabuck, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
I'm glad you asked me that question. Well, this Tuesday on Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off, a baby, we'll be having the Big Ass Poetry Show. Run back to Sunday of the Honey Tripper Room, Big Ass Poetry. We will be doing the Big Ass Poetry on Tuesday night. So bring your Big Ass Poetry on over and do some Big Ass poems. We'll appreciate it. We'll like it. It's a let it rip type of thing. You know, bring your whole ass to the show and do some whole ass poetry. Big Ass style. It's only you can do it here. On the Century Radio Universe. A For Real Entertainment Network, home of the big ass poets and the big ass poets. Take your socks. A baby.
My brother.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Facts.
I know there's only somebody who's like, what do you mean by big ass poetry? Bring your big ass poems.
That
big
part.
Forehead, your big ass poems right on over here and do some big ass poetry. That's what we're telling you. We're telling you to let it rip. Let, you know, we give you the calm before the storm, because you know that next week is the erotic storytelling show with mad authors that write. We're bringing in a set of incredible authors from all over the United States to come and read passages from their books. People you might need to know and do everything else. So we're just going to calm you down. We're going to have some fun. You know, big ass poetry is about fun. So bring your fun pieces. Come in here. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to play music. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to challenge you. We're going to take you back to the days of Levi, Stan Smith, and Name Belts. We ain't playing with none of y'all. We're just going to have some fun. Stop playing. Might get a windmill to you. You know, on your back and do a backspin. Come on.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, good brother.
All right.
Time for you to step out on the dance floor and do the hook a buck.
I'm going to try to hook a buck, but.
You got it, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Check them out this coming Tuesday. You don't want to miss the show. You ready to keep this party going, Jay, man? How you feeling so far, man? How you feeling?
Am I ever? I'm good to go, man. I'm good to go. Who we got?
Hey, man, we got our brother, BMF family. Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, salutations, my brothers. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Peace and salutations to you also.
Hey, man. Hey, you know how we do. How y'all been?
Been pretty good,
hey, man.
How about yourself?
Hey, I can't even complain. If I did, who was going to listen?
Oh, man, we here.
Me and Van.
All day, bro. We'll be here.
Me and Van. We going to listen.
All day.
We going to listen.
Hey, man. You know, hey. But I'm good with it. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. I told y'all, I'm in Texas, man. So, you know, we got a cold front, man. It's like 97 degrees today. So I'm feeling it.
That's a cold front? Get off this line. Get off this line. I'm so mad at you.
Hey, man. Hey, man, it's Texas. It's how we do. You gotta embrace it when it's lower than 100 degrees outside. That's a cold front out here.
Yeah, for sure.
Tim, we got a cold front from Canada coming through. It's 97 degrees. I'm so mad at you.
Hey, man, trust me. Out here, you know the difference. 97 and the 100 feel a little different
question.
There. So we just kicking it, man. That's it, man. We got a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks. So, but chilling, man. That's it, man. Putting them words on paper and, you know, spitting them out and seeing if they stick.
That's what we talk about, bro.
You've done a whole lot, man, with some good stuff. With some good stuff, man. So I'm like, yo, when this brother puts pen to paper, Van, it turns into something different, bro.
Yes, sir.
It turns into something different.
Hey, man, you know. Hey, man, I step when y'all step, man. So, you know, we cut from the same cloth.
For sure.
That part.
No argument there, man. No argument there.
My bad. I had the radio on. We good now.
Okay. All right. So so what we talking about tonight, bro, is we talking about, has a song ever inspired your poetry? And if so, man, we want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. Let's do this, man, because I was a little hurt. A little mad when I wrote this, and let me air my grievances out. This brother did a lot. So let's unpack this. You bird boxed us with your music, blindfolded over our eyes, so we overlooked what you were doing. A plot to keep us grooving. Man, you had her singing, age ain't nothing but a number. It's no wonder you were able to get her to go back and forth with you. Brainwashing her with, I'm so into you. At your best, you are loved. It seems like you're ready. Your body's calling. Contradicting yourself, I may add, because your mind was telling you no. But your body was telling you yes. But she was too young. She was 15, and you wanted to marry the pussy. Because you ain't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. You gave us 12 play, and we forgave you. Shit, I even went half on a baby listening to you. You remind me of something. See, if Peter Piper picked peppers, now the Pied Piper is labeled a pedophile, luring little girls into your secret life just to get all up in her Jeep with your keys and start her addiction. Like a corrupt Catholic priest in a white robe. I shouldn't have said that. So we're going to keep that on the down low because nobody has to know. We should have known something was up when you said, I normally don't do this. Getting away with it didn't satisfy you. For 30 years, man, your house been smelling like piss and pacifiers. Oh, boy, should have put 6 holes through the door when you were strapped in the closet. Maybe so many little girls wouldn't be lost Now, Sparkle told us to be careful. Still traded your niece in for fame, you little heifer. Great songwriter, but a lousy fucking babysitter. Now, I wish I could meet the parents who all benefited. Say I, if you benefited and you took money from Mr. Chocolate Factory. You should be locked up, too, because you let it happen. Damn. You were the Marvin Gaye of our time. And I actually believed I could fly. I feel like my whole playlist is a lie. Now, Bill Cosby was like, hey, Robert, shit, man, join the club. Surviving R. Kelly should have been labeled When a Woman's Fed Up. Now, I must admit, in the comfort of my own home, the other day, Step in the Name of Love came on. And I did step, side to side. But I'd be damned if I round and round and dipped it now. That's my piece.
Kinda mad at somebody, brother? I'm a fan of his music. I feel just like you. I'm a fan of his music. I don't condone what he did as a person, but what he's done musically, I rock with. And, bro, this piece had me all in my feels. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You know what, man?
Mad. I wanted to be angry.
Go ahead, bro. You do, man, and I... You know, and I when I wrote it, man, I was like going back and forth, man. And I had to learn to separate the music from the monster.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You kind of had to separate it. Cause, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. When you say I had to separate the music from the monster, did the monster use the music as a lullaby to lure him in so he could do monstrous things? For remember, he said, I'm the Pied Piper of R&B. He was giving people an indication as to where he was going.
Yeah, then, you know, it's really contradicting, man. Like, you know, you try to, and that was the reason this poem, because you're trying to condone, but feel like, man, I can still listen to this without thinking about this. You know, it's kind of like a back and forth thing with it.
Right.
And, you know, and that's why one of the lines said, man, you know, you kept us grooving. Because even over time, yeah, you've been convicted, but, man, little R. Kelly jam, come on, man. I ain't going to lie. I turned it up.
You're feeling, after listening to him get, and I read the transcripts, this stuff they didn't tell us on the news. I read that stuff. He did some real sick shit. So feeling on your booty got a different meaning to me now. And I'm just like, I can't listen to his songs in the same light that I used to. But that's just me.
I think
that's just me.
I think that's where I never put my, because I never watched the Surviving R. Kelly documentary.
Yeah,
I never
watched
kept
it.
Up with Hold any on. Of that stuff. So
no,
I think I
never watched that.
You know, and I never kept up with what was going on. I knew he got convicted. You know, you see what you see, but I never dug into, you know, the details of it. I knew I would look at it a little different, not supporting anything that was done to innocent children. You understand what I'm saying? But
yeah,
at the same time, I just didn't even. I just didn't, and you know, I titled this piece Piss and Pacifiers, actually. And you know, it's just over time, man, like, you, cuz we've heard stories for over 30 years. You know, 30 years we this has been going back and forth for 30 years. To get away with it that long, man, is like, damn. You know, you sit back and you say to yourself, and it, for me, what I say is, as a, with a 22-year-old daughter that I'll protect with my life, where the parent, you know, I'm not put it like this. He ain't went to no mall and picked up no child. So my thing is, what this was a sign of what we see today, man. Kids getting you know, kidnapped and kids being sold for sex trafficking. This is,
yes, sir.
This is a pretty much the damn soundtrack. His life is the soundtrack of what's going on right now when it,
yep,
comes to kidnapping kids and sex trafficking.
Yes, sir.
Mm. You know, so to be a little angry, yeah, man, because you not only you use your music to damage people, as well as, you know, something that was supposed to bring joy to people, you use it and you damaged a lot of people. You know,
yeah,
you damaged a lot of innocents. You damaged a lot of families. You know what I mean? So, you know, to a certain extent, man, it's contradicting to listen to the music, but, you know, at the same time, man, when that beat come on, you're like, oh shit, that's my groove. You know, it's,
right?
You know,
right.
At the same time, man, you have to be able to, you have to be able to look at yourself, man, and walk in your purpose, whatever that is in life, man. You got to find that purpose and walk in it.
Indeed.
But, you get no argument from me.
You know, but, you know, the pieces, this was an angry piece. I ain't going to lie to you. This was an angry piece. I was really not.
Hey, that's what I said. Tell me why you mad.
Right.
But
right.
You know what, man? So many. Honestly, man, when we write, man, we are pretty much songwriters, if you really think about it. You know, we are pretty much songwriters, and that's what we do. We take that same format, and we take that art of storytelling and we put it in rhyme. You know, it just, the difference is we don't put a beat to it. You know, there's no hooks, there's no chorus, but it's when you sit down and write a piece, man, you pretty much constructing that thing like a song. And you really so when I say what song inspired a piece, damn, probably every piece I've written probably is generated from some form of music.
Agreed.
Wow.
You know, you just have to look at it like that. I mean, in fact, the piece I wrote the other day, Belong to You, that, my heart, that came from, I was actually listening to Raheem Devon when I put that piece together.
Oh, that's my dude, bro. I listen to him all the time.
So, yeah, man, I got the playlist going probably in my office back there. But, you know, I mean, but music is the foundation of what we do, you know. I think with us, man, and each poet, man, I think music is the foundation, but life itself is the is what adds to the building of the masterpiece that you're creating or your legacy of writing. I think that what that music is, your foundation and the art of storytelling and what you're writing about in life, injustices, love,
yep,
breakup, makeup, all that stuff goes together, man. It's like we're building a house. And
yes, sir.
Whatever that foundation is, I think music is the foundation of whatever, and we're still adding on to the house. I know my house probably got about 600-700 rooms in it, just based on the things, the pieces that I've written.
Indeed. Indeed.
But man, you know, I'll be looking for y'all guys, man. So I'm, you know, y'all been kind of idle a little bit, so I'm ready for some, I should be expecting some high fire from you guys pretty soon. Like, you know, I can tell, like, I put it like this, I can tell when you guys haven't, You've been rested for a while, because when you guys finally put a piece out, it's so earth-shattering. You know what I mean? It kind of shakes the poetry world up when you guys finally drop something out on the book.
Yeah, I got a piece that I need to put out there. I read it twice this week. That's how much I'm feeling the piece, but I'll probably post it tomorrow.
Bet, you know, and I know... I know the wise son got something up his sleeve. He, you know, he look too quiet for me right now. I know he up to something. Brother be up to something. He really be up to something, though. You know what I mean? It's, he ain't going to just throw nothing out there and just like we don't see it. You know, he try to slide his shit in real smooth. Like, yeah.
You know
we know you coming. You ain't slick.
All right, good brother. We're going to get you over to the dance floor. I don't know where J-Rob disappeared to. I don't know if you're on mute.
Oh, shit. But I've been on mute this whole time. I'm sitting here saying stay cool, and I've been on mute. My dad, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I'm like, bro, I'm sitting here talking to y'all, and I've been on mute. I am so sorry. I know you got to go to the Get Down dance floor, but I will say this, Jay, stay tuned. Something's coming.
Hey,
a whole lot of
got my antennas
coming.
Up.
Stay tuned.
Got my antennas up, man. Hey, one love, one mic, brother.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how good, brother.
Man, I'm
Jay
so
Walker
sorry about that.
Way to the dance floor.
I was like, what happened to Jay? How did Jay ride? Where you go?
That's
I'm
all
right. Sitting here gabbing on the phone, and I was like, what you mean you can't hear me? And the damn mute button is on. My bad.
That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who we got?
Still hear the sound of my voice. Congratulations. You made it to the overtime hour. Those that were listening online, if they didn't dial in before the 11 o'clock hour, well, they kind of missing this part of the show. So, next up on the mic, we got our East Coast Go-Go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I'm just, enjoying the poetry and everything. I got to get down. You know, it's something very interesting. When you say the Hucklebuck, that for people who know about go-go music, they have a song called "Can I Get Down?" You know.
Mhm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Indeed, we got that. We're gonna play that on the effects. But
yeah,
Big Larry,
listen.
Tonight we asking a question, and I need you to jump right in. Has a song ever inspired your poetry? Please go on ahead and get on down and answer that.
Okay. The name of the sweet cell is called Go-Go Persuasion. If you knew where I'm from, you know how I shine. In my go-go ways, my go-go point of view, it's when I'm getting my point through. See, I come from the land of Chuck Brown. I come from the land of rare essence. People like go-go, moving all the way up. See, in this light, I just can't get enough. Well, how about that trouble funk? How about I just play all over again? DJ, you just go ahead and do your thing. Because it's about that go-go persuasion. We rock the whole nation. Can I get on down? Can I get down? Hucklebuck fashion. Now, before I get on that floor, I had to rough it off just to let my presence be known. I rip up the microphone like a cyclone. You see, it's that junkyard band. I'm going to go ahead and give you that rhythm so y'all can go ahead and understand. You see, when I get down and listen to R-A-R, a double E, S-S-E-N-C-E, that go-go perimeter, I'm going to go ahead and give you that manual when you become a visitor. Yeah, we got tourists coming down to check out Washington, D.C. That's home to me. It's a different type of zone. You see, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got the go-go swing. They go doo-wop, 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 Chuck Brown. And the soul searches. Searching in my soul, taking total control. Let me blend and do it all over again. Yeah, I remember that old go-go selection, EU. Yeah, baby girl got big old butt. Yes, that's what's up. If you could go ahead and want to see how everything goes, yes, come to my destination and you'll get that go-go persuasion. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical link can get us in the mall and pop and drop.
Yo, I'm going to need you to text me that whole ending because I dig how you end your pieces. You're going to have to text that to me so I can put that in the event page. That is so dope to me. The piece, I'm digging how you put this together, what have you. Sometimes I'm hard-pressed to believe that you're doing this on a freestyle, but I like what you did with this one. I like what you did with this and how you took it there.
I haven't had a chance. I didn't even know what the show was going to be about, so it was a freestyle.
And I'm digging the freestyle wholeheartedly. I'm digging the freestyle, and I like how you put it together. But I still dig that ending.
Oh, yeah.
So someday you gotta text me that so I can put that in the event page. And when I say welcome, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, I'm gonna put that underneath your caption when I welcome you to the get down.
Okay. You talking about my finishing move when I finish my poem?
Yes, sir.
That part. Yeah. I've been doing it for a while now.
Send that. I want you to send that to me so I can put that into your green whenever you hit the get down.
Yeah, I got you, my man. You know I got you.
My man. Van Middles, what say you, sir?
Hey, man, my go-go brother did his thing with all that go-go in his piece. Then he had, rare essence in there, spelled that thing on out. And then he had a little go-go twang with a go-go swang. I dig this piece, bro. Good job, my brother.
Thank you. I said that I never know where I'm going with this poem. I never know where I'm going.
Never know.
And that's
sometimes it be that
that's
way.
That's a fun part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, go, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. It's that time of the night where the DJ throws on some go-go. So get on over there.
I know J-Rob got some go-go music on there. I know he's going to make me feel right at home.
Peace to your bed, Pace Daddy. I got you.
All right, go-go. One love, one mic, my bro.
One love, one mic.
Gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through doing his thing tonight. Next up on the mic, Jay, are we ready for this next caller? Are we ready? Are we ready?
Who we got?
We got Double A, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
What's up? What's up?
It's good to
what's
have you,
what's happening, big brother? What's happening, big brother?
No, ain't nothing going on. Nothing going on at all.
Welcome to the Get Down, bruh. Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you.
Well, Kingpin, we know how you write. We know the quality and the content of your pen. My brother, tonight we want to know, has there ever been a piece of your poetry that has ever been inspired by music or a song? So let's have you go ahead and on down.
To be truthfully honest, I've had quite a few pieces that have been inspired by music, from Marvin Gaye to Peter Gabriel. But the piece I'm going to do tonight.
No, you didn't say
Peter. Yeah, I did.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Go ahead, bro.
Wow.
And the particular piece that I wrote was called, it was after a song of his called Shock the Monkey. But that's a piece for another time. But the piece I'm going to do right now was inspired by a song of Marvin Gaye's, What's Going On. And the piece is called What's Going On. What's going on when a man is harassed and taken down for all of the world to see? And his last words are, I can't breathe. What's going on? Executed in the middle of town, let lay there like a dog in the street. His epitaph, be it wrong or right, I'm unarmed. My hands are up. What's going on? 2 seconds was all it took. From life to death for a little boy. From playing with his toy to lying dead in the park. What's going on? Is this the time of the ancestors? Don't we have rights anymore? Is it open season? Are we destined to die while black? From Trayvon and Jordan to Michael and Eric to Anisha, John, and Tamir. Can anyone really tell me what's going on? And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow.
That's poignant. That's really poignant.
You said, my brother said, are we destined to die while being black?
Man, and you know there's a whole lot more to that one statement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Kingpin, this is a phenomenal ink. But I got somebody who would like to echo what you just said about your piece.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father,
song is timeless, bro. Just like your piece. Timeless.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Kingpin, go ahead.
No, I was just saying this was where my mind was in 2014. Because that's when this one was wrote.
Wow. Wow. Why, son? Get off of mute. Get off of mute.
I'm just saying, man. Come on. Let me brother get to the, let me push the mute button first, man. Let me push the mute button. I'm being polite. That's why there's a mute button. Because I'm animated to get on after the brother finished doing his thing. But, yo, listen. I just finished writing a piece for a criminal justice class. And I described music that fit the condition of the black community. And this particular song hit right now for four generations. And you have an artist like Marvin Gaye who had no idea that this particular song was going to touch people the way it touched people who wasn't even born yet. Mm-hmm. But when they listen to this and listen to the lyrics and you just feel how melodious the music is, and you keep hearing what's going on, and you see the condition that we're in, not just with everything that happened before the Black Lives Matter movement hit, but all the stuff that took place before cell phones and since then. Both the things that have been perpetrated on us as a people and what we have done to one another as a people, because we've been the perfect recording of terror to our own community. Not like it hasn't happened in other communities, but we've gotten good at it, and we're still asking four generations later, damn it, man, what's going on? And it just brought me back to something that I wrote in that piece for the class. You know, I'll be happy someday when a generation won't ever have to ask what's going on, because it will probably be peace. And that's why what you wrote was so, it hit me in a particular way like that now. So, sorry for getting emotional. It's just that when it comes to our people, it really touches me in a different way.
That's all right. I think this song has become sort of an anthem, especially in the poetry community, because they may not have named the song in their pieces, or maybe they have. But I don't think there's too many poets, especially those of us who write in the genre that I write, that have not used what's going on to some extent. And it's a question that has been asked for years. And until things change, it will be a question that is continued to be asked. And we can only do like I did. I mean, I could update this now and put quite a few people in here.
Mm-hmm.
And this very initial so. Piece could have been longer. But,
yeah.
I mean, until, like Wazan said, until things actually change, and I don't know if we'll see it in our lifetime or if our children will see it in their lifetime, but until things change, this question will continue to be asked. What's
yep.
going on?
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, yes. Mm. It's heavy, man. And again, brothers,
yes,
sorry for getting emotional.
It's all good, bro.
The subject for me in my mental, sorry. But it's a good thing because as a poet, when you're able to write something, short or long, and you can touch somebody, you did a damn good job with that pen and paper. So salute to you, and bro. Sorry about that, y'all.
It's all good.
No, you good. You good.
Absolutely. Kingpin, my brother, we will get you over to the Get Down dance floor. We're humbled and honored that you stopped through tonight, as always. And we can't wait to see what you're going to bring to us next week. But right now, you got to get out there and move around just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like I asked him to say, because like I told y'all, y'all still trying to get a brother to break a hip.
Not necessarily break a hip. More like, you know, just move your feet a little, you know. Just a little. Just a little.
One of these days, surprise y'all.
My man.
One of these days, I'm a surprise.
I'm looking forward to it.
My man.
Looking forward to it.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
On his way to the Get Down dance floor, that is our good brother, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. Phenomenal poet, man. Phenomenal poet.
Cat is an incredible writer, man. That.
Yes, sir.
Incredible writer. It touched me. Incredible writer, man. Incredible.
Definitely. Let's go through and get the rundown for the rest of the week. Join us tomorrow night
for Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, Trisha Stansberry at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with your host Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, Alonzo, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, Soul Cafe is back. For real, the poet Douglas, author Laurie Maddox, the CEO himself, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, the Erotic Love Zone. Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Make sure you don't miss it. And we'll be right back here next week with another edition of The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. What a dynamic show tonight. We're going to start with last words with my brother, J-Rob. Mic is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Van Meadows and I, we want to thank you so much for stopping by The Get Down. You were all awesome, and we were humbled by your styles of poetry. We want to thank you for this, because without you, we do not have a show. It's just me and Van cracking jokes and talking to each other. And because of you, you challenge us to elongate our pen and to think outside the box with dexterity and imagination to create new pieces of poetry. And I want to thank you all for being the inspiration behind this. If you look at the event page, I put a whole lot of inspiration of original music and what inspired certain artists to do certain songs. And I want to thank you all for the energy that you constantly bring to me and to Van Meadows, because again, without you, we have no show. And as I turn my microphone towards my brother, let me tell him how much I love him. I salute you, King. I thank you for what you bring to this table that we call The Get Down with such regularity that it's undescribable. And man, listen, I couldn't see another brother doing it any other way than how you and I are doing this today. Thank you. I thank you. And I salute you, my brother. Great show.
Appreciate you, bro. I salute you right back, man. Love you, man. Thank you for rocking with me, man. And just, you know, just hanging out, man, and doing this thing called poetry, life, friendship, and love, bro. Can't do this without you, bro. There's a certain dynamic that we desire to create for the audience. And without you, without you talking, man, without you here, without you being the phenomenal poet that you are and an extraordinary human being, I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
To the listeners, the callers, the poets, the hosts, without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. So we do not take it lightly that you spend your time with us and we do this show and we get to hear your creativity. So we appreciate you for being here. We thank you for your support. And listen, we're just going to keep rocking out, y'all. We're just going to keep doing this thing. We'll be back next Thursday. We'll be back. So get out there and do your thing. Have yourselves a good time. Remember to always take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.
Peace, y'all.